It's time now here for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishnah Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here this morning, in just a moment, you're going to talk about a fun event that's coming up here for some veterans here in the area, and an opportunity for you to still go along, and we'll give you some more details about that, and a little follow-up of what we've talked about previously here for you on KJN. First off, though, before we get started this morning, Brett Holt's in with us here this morning. He wants to let us know what's going on at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Hey, 75 years with Lennox gives Camblin Plumbing and Heating the right to say there isn't any other brand out there that compares apples to apples with Lennox. With truly engineering product, Lennox stands way out in front in quality, warranties, and efficiencies. With furnaces up to 98% efficient in the gas arena, totally efficient electric furnaces, and up to 25 SEER ratings on heat pumps and air conditioners, and the best indoor air quality products on the market. Lennox and Camblin's, you've come to know us, you've come to trust us. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
We've set the dates, 16-17 June. It's a one-day trip to D.C., but I stress the 16th, and I'll kind of give you a rough itinerary. We're going to have an honor dinner out at the community center here at the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Starts at about 5:30 on the 16th. That's a Monday evening. That ought to go until for 2 hours or so, till about 7:30. After that, that's the glad handing and the thank yous and the pomp and circumstance and everything, group photos. After that, we'll get on a bus. We'll drive to Des Moines and get in a motel. Put them to bed, 9:30, 10, somewhere around in there. Get them up the next morning at 3, so the ones that don't want to go to bed can, I don't know, play cards or whatever. You know, 5 hours of sleep isn't very much. Get them up the next morning, continental breakfast, take them out to the airport, put them on our airplane, do a wheels up, hopefully sometime around 6 a.m. Tuesday morning. Land in D.C. about 9 o'clock local time out there. Get on the tour buses and do all the things that we have to do. And anybody that's ever been to Washington, D.C., any one of these monuments is a half-day event. We're going to pick up all of them in a day. So there'll be a lot of them to see. Back on the buses, back to the airport. Do wheels up in D.C., I don't know, 7:30, 8 o'clock local time. Should be back into Des Moines, 10:30 p.m. local time. Back on the buses, come back home and wake somebody up and say, come and get me. So, yeah, we'll be in Washington, D.C. only Tuesday, but for all intent and purposes, 5:30 p.m. Monday is when I've got them.
Okay, so yeah, you have to have that evening before ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah, if I don't capture them at the honor dinner, you need to show up, at the parking lot at 3:30 a.m. and so we can go to Des Moines. I don't even want to do that. Yeah, so yeah. It'd be a lot easier to rustle them out of the motel room bed.
Yeah, and it'll be a lot more comfortable for them as well, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Being set somewhere and you're ready to go.
You bet. Yeah, there's no planning. I mean, you have all day Monday to plan to get ready to go, and then you just leave Monday evening instead of really early Tuesday morning.
Well, and obviously you talked about it, but this is a full day event. This is going to be a long trip for some folks, so I guess mentally prepare yourself as well for a long day.
You know, I'm not exactly a spring chicken, but I'm not ancient by any matter. I'm not really looking forward to this either. This is going to be, you figure it, 3:30 a.m. to midnight. That's a terrible long day. It's going to be a tough day, but I suspect there'll be a little bit of sleeping going on the airplane and on the buses.
Yeah, that's true. I'll have plenty of time to maybe catch catnap here or there.
But, yeah.
Obviously, well worth it. You know, a cause that's great. And this is, not restricted by any means. These are veterans of any sort that are able to go on this trip.
Very true. Very true. An actual official honor flight is World War II and Korea. And an official freedom flight is World War II, Korea, terminally ill, and Vietnam. We're calling this a freedom flight because folks know what that is. But we're kind of making our own rules. You can do that when you write your own check. But this is open to everybody. I've got 23, 24-year-old Afghanistan vets. I've got 85-year-old World War II vets and everybody in between. So that's kind of how I can get by a little bit on my guardian-veteran ratio. The national flights, they do one-to-one. For every veteran, there's a guardian. I can't really justify flying a plane out there with 80 guardians on it and 80 veterans on it. However, if I do 150 veterans and, a third of those are I don't know, let's say less than 40 years old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to be a lot of sightseeing for them to do, but I've got a job for you too.
Yeah, yeah. So they might be in some of those folks that do a little bit of both.
You bet. Yeah, out. Yeah. They'll do what they do best, which is take care of each other.
And obviously, we've talked about this before, but I want you, I guess, to recap a little bit as well how this all got started and how this is possible too.
You know, some of that part I think is just a dream, really. Roger Underwood, that's a local boy done good here in town, 1976 grad. He called me up one morning and he said, "I want to do a conference call with you tomorrow." And I'm like, "With who and about what?" "Oh, it'll be a surprise." Well, I hate surprises. But anyway, so he calls me up the next morning, and he and Jeff Becker, another local boy done good, they were classmates, and they said, "We want you to organize a freedom flight." I said, "Sure, what's that?" And they said, "Well, we're going to pay for it completely. You need to talk with this gal up in Story County. She's a county treasurer up there, and she can help you out with it." So I called Renee Tweet, the county treasurer in Story County, and I said, "Yeah, I'm going to do a freedom flight. How do I need to do this?" "Oh, well, you need to organize the money." I said, "No, we got that taken care of. It's all paid for." "Oh, okay." Well, they spend 8 months, you know, raising money for this. I had the money raised before I got notified I was supposed to do it. So Roger and Jeff both are paying for this completely. The national and the regional honor flights and freedom flights, the Guardians pay $500 a head. Story County, they're paying $250. Nobody pays anything for this flight. That's the flight, that's the buses, that's the meal, that's the uniforms. And nobody's paying anything. Roger and Jeff are paying for it completely. And we're talking about big amounts of money. Yeah. So they're paying for it. That's why we can kind of do our own rules however we want to do it. We don't have to worry about pleasing somebody particularly. I asked them, reference, you know, who's the priority, and they said the priority is Atlantic, and then, because they're from Atlantic, then Cass County, contiguous counties, Southwest Iowa regional, if we have to. And I said, "Well, yeah, but, you know, what about the era that they were in, or what war were they in, or were they doing combat?" And he said, "No, Atlantic, Cass County, contiguous counties, and regional. But however you want to do it is up to you." He said, "I don't even want to see the list." I said, "Okay, fine." So that's how we're doing it. And I'm getting a lot of folks, you know, I'm not personally asking anybody to do it. Because if I go up to Mike and say, "Hey, do you want to go?" And he'll say, "Well, sure." And so we go. And then we come back and Jim comes up to me, "Hey, how come you didn't ask me?" So I'm not going to get into that. Mm-hmm. But if you know some folks, have them give me a call. Mm-hmm. And they call me. But the ones that are like, "Well, I'm just going to stand back and wait, you know, because there's some other guys that need to go in front." Mm-hmm. Very true. There could be. Let me take care of the prioritizing, please. Mm-hmm. Sign up. Because I'm here to tell you, it's going to look kind of funny when you're standing back and that plane goes and it's not full.
Yeah.
So have them give me a call, 712-243-5445. I want to talk with them. I'll call them back. I need their address. I'll mail them an application, and off we go.
All right. So it's a great opportunity that's not going to cost you a dime, and it's something that I'm sure that they'll remember for a very long time, and a great experience. And a lot of work and planning going into it, but it sounds like you're off to a great start here.
We had a committee meeting, the first one, last night. I'm sure it was quite easy for them because I've already got all the work done. we've got a committee meeting. We've divided them up into subcommittees. We've got lodging, transportation, meals, community involvement, all kinds of things. If you want to help with it, and that's not get to go along, but if you want to help with it, same phone number, call me up. I'll try to get you in touch with those folks that are chairing the subcommittees that you might be interested in.
All right. Well, you've got some great numbers here already, but as you mentioned, you know, if anybody's a veteran in the area, give you a call, you know, get signed up. Don't worry about the numbers. Let you worry about
right.
that part
don't,
of it.
Don't worry about the numbers. I know for a fact some of the folks on the list, they signed up, and then we picked a date, and they're like, "Oh, I can't go that date. I'm sorry." So not everybody on the list is going to be able to go because of the dates. But, you know, sign up anyhow. There's already some rumblings about the next one that's going on. So if we have too many, well, I'm not. Yeah. It's not a promise. I'm just saying that, you know, there might be another one.
Okay. All right, well, a great opportunity here, and let's remind folks before I wrap up with you, again, those dates that you have set for the trip.
Dates are the honor dinner is 16 June, that's a Monday. We will leave that evening, so it's not just the 17th, and then the 17th of June, we'll be in Washington, D.C. And then I don't really know what's going to happen when you get home. Probably you'll sleep until Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I might want to take the rest of the week
exactly.
off.
Maybe until August or so.
All right, so Steve, we appreciate you coming in and letting us know more about that this morning.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's Stephen Livegood and telling us about that trip, that Freedom Flight that's coming up. So get yourself signed up there if you want to go along. Going to turn things back over here to Brett Holtz this morning so he can tell us more about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
Well, you know, Chris, it's coming up on that time of year again. Time you leave your air-conditioned office, drive home in your air-conditioned car, and relax in your air-conditioned home, which maybe isn't as air-conditioned as it should be because you thought you'd get one more year out of that old air conditioner. Call Camblin Plumbing and Heating and make an appointment to talk about a new Lennox home comfort system. Look, no one ever says there's no place like work or car, sweet car. Because your home is where you have every right to be cozy, comfortable, and happy, not sweaty, call Camblin Plumbing and Heating at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to make an appointment because the Lennox Home Comfort System will keep you comfortable for years to come. The thought today of the day is from Lena Horne. It's not the load that breaks you down. It's the way you carry it.
All right. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate you coming in here this morning and joining
us here.
Everybody
have a good weekend.
Yeah, have a good weekend. Thanks for joining us here on this Friday. We want to thank Steve Livengood as well for coming in and let us know more about that Freedom Flight that's coming up here on June the 16th and the 17th. They'll be in D.C. that day of the 17th. If you want to get signed up, give Steve a call. Get yourself on the list there for that Freedom Flight. And we like to talk about those things here on our Freedom Fridays here on Heartbeat Today. So thanks for joining us. Go out and make it a great day here on this Good Friday.